And it was billed as a battle of the top two scorers in the MAC, and that turned out to be the case. Marcus Hill, the number two scorer in the league coming in, outscored Tyson Acuff 35-31, and BG wins by two. Assistant coach Bryce Martin with us here to talk about it in our Best Western postgame show. And, Coach, the first half you were down as much as 14 and got it to 8 at halftime, but that first half, Eastern kind of shut you down offensively and scored 42 themselves. What were the halftime adjustments?
Yeah, I think we just needed to slow down a little bit. We need to make simple reads. They help a lot in gaps, and we got to trust each other a little bit better and make the right simple play, and a lot of their offensive woes will correct themselves if we do that.
Clearly in the second half, you shoot the ball much better. And you go 6 of 12 from 3 in the second half, missed both the threes in overtime, but Marcus Hill then got going in the second half. He hit a 3. And then he started getting to the line.
Yeah.
Clearly Eastern Michigan was trying to take him away, but what was it in particular that kind of got him going in the second half?
Yeah, I think when he can get downhill and when he's solid and plays off 2 feet, it becomes really hard to guard him. And he gets to the foul line, and he can see some easy ones go. And he was able to do that with just really getting downhill and being solid on 2 feet.
Let's go back to the final play of the game. You know, there's 9.7 seconds to go. You got a 2-point lead, so you can't go with the foul, you know,
yeah.
If you're up 3. As they bring the ball into the front court, then they call timeout with 6.7. Clearly, you know, Acuff's going to get the ball, but I think Marcus Hill actually blocked the shot, but
yeah.
Jason's help, I think, made the play.
Yeah, unbelievable play by Marcus to be able to block that shot. And all credit to Acuff. I mean, he's a heck of a scorer. There's a reason he's a top 5 scorer in the country, and he can really, really get going. But, you know, it was a great play by Marcus and a great play by Spurge to be there to help. We knew that more than likely that shot was going up by number 5 on Eastern Michigan. So it was just trying to hone in on that and know that he was probably going to get that shot up.
Reminiscent of the Southern Indiana game where Spurgeon blocked a shot late to secure a 2-point victory. His mobility and length and height obviously gives you something to work with defensively in late game situations, right?
Yeah, his versatility is spectacular, and when he's active and playing like that, he can create a lot of problems for the opposing teams. We probably need a little bit more of that from him, and his ability to continue to flow to that ball and block shots is huge for our success.
Well, you look at the box score, and it tells what the game felt like. You only led for 7 minutes and 48 seconds.
Yeah.
Eastern led for 31 minutes. It seemed
yeah.
like that whole second half, you'd tie the game and fall
yeah.
a little behind, tie the game
yeah.
and fall behind, and tie the game and fall behind. And mentally, that's hard to keep doing that. Your guys had that, though. This team has developed a mental toughness.
They have, and they never give up attitude, and they just keep sawing wood, and they keep going, and it's that mental toughness is gonna you gotta be tough to win games in the MAC. I mean, this is a league that is made on toughness, and so proud of our guys to be able to do that, and you know, did it without turning the ball over a whole lot, which is great, and you know, we made life fairly tough on Tyson, and so, you know, that's that was a positive as well.
Yeah, you look at it today, you only play 7 guys as well, and you were able to go overtime despite playing just 7 guys. What does that say about your team's preparation and conditioning here?
Yeah, we had a tough go of it over the past couple of days. You know, we felt like we got better during the Christmas break, and we're able to push and prod and get guys going and get them better. And so that was super important, and, you know, we like to ride with our guys, and so that was good. We need to get some guys healthy and back from injury, and that'll certainly help us as well.
Take me through the switch to the zone. Obviously, Eastern was really tearing it up early offensively. You went to the zone, and early it didn't seem to really stop them. They got a couple of baskets, but you stayed with it for a lot of the game. What was the advantage of playing the zone tonight?
Yeah, I think it just created some issues for them. We were able to get length. We could sit in gaps a little bit more. You know, we got into some foul trouble early, which kind of we needed to go zone so we could play Spurge and Rashawn more and not have to sit them. So, but yeah, I think more so it was, you know, we were able to get in gaps and we can help each other a little bit more. And we've been very productive in zone when we've done it this year. And so it's been a good weapon for us.
For your offense, it seems that if it gets stagnant, you really struggle to score. In other words, if the ball stays on that side of the floor, it doesn't come this way, or if there's just too much one-on-one, is that a symptom of problems?
Yeah, I think so. I think we want multiple sides, multiple ball reversals, and be able to attack closeouts. And I think we need to be cognizant of that. When that ball gets sticky, it gets a lot. It gives us some trouble. So we got to keep trusting each other, keep that ball moving, and keep attacking closeout so we can get downhill and get to the foul line.
Well, in a game like this, there are so many plays that could have been the one that decided the game. And I guess the other thing, late, you guys had really all your timeouts still in your bag. You didn't even use all of them, even though you went to overtime. So I guess that says that you felt confident that the guys knew what to do. You didn't have to burn a lot of cheap timeouts.
We work on these situations every day in practice, so we feel confident in our ability that we're going to be more prepared than the other team in these situations when they present itself, because we've seen them. And so we like to trust our guys and we prevailed today. But it was a heck of a battle by Eastern Michigan. They're a heck of a team.
Well, now a short turnaround for the game Friday at Akron. Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck on
thank
Friday.
You.
That's assistant coach Bryce Martin with us. Bowling Green, 92, Eastern Michigan 90 in overtime.